Ty Cobb was a great baseball player, but he was also known as a guy who would bend and break the rules. So it's somewhat unusual that Cobb would campaign to kick another player out of the majors for bad behavior. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. For the ag parts that keep your farm running, call Shoup at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
Shoup Manufacturing started selling quality ag and farm replacement parts almost 40 years ago. And to this day, the only kind of part we'll sell is one we'd be comfortable using on our own farms. For quality parts, a fair price that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Carl Mays compiled impressive statistics as a major league pitcher, racking up over 200 wins and over 800 strikeouts with four World Series championships in his 15-year career. But he'll always be remembered for a pitch that hit Cleveland Indian Ray Chapman, a pitch that broke Chapman's skull and caused his death 24 hours later.
Ty Cobb was especially against Carl. He tried to rally other teams and other members of the league to ban Carl from playing, actually.
Ann Duckworth says Mays didn't intentionally try to hit Chapman, yet the incident was a cloud that shadowed his career.
He even has been known to say that he was not the one that hit the most batters that year. There were others. Walter Johnson hit more batters in a year than Carl did. And Walter made it to the Hall of Fame, and yet Carl has been kept out.
Ann says Mays was quiet and didn't like to do interviews, which probably played into the surly image others had of him. Yet he was always a kind-hearted and helpful man here in his hometown of Mansfield. Interestingly, Mays would go on to be a scout for the Indians, the team Chapman had played for.
In 1961, there's a press photo of Carl Mays and Joey Sewell, who were both scouts for the Cleveland Indians. Joey Sewell was a rookie the year that Chapman died and actually stepped into shortstop for Chapman. And then later he and Carl both worked together for Cleveland as scouts.
Mays has been considered for the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, but so far has not garnered enough votes to be included. Traveling the countryside in Mansfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.